Israel's transgression, Ezra chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. Israel had not separated themselves from the nations. Ezra 9, verses 2 through 4 expresses it. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of the lands. Yea, the hand of the princes and rulers hath been chief in this trespass. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and sat down astonied. Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonied until the evening sacrifice. It is a great calamity for saints to intermarry with sinners or have any fellowship in any manner with them. They tie their hands thus and limit their activities for God. Their usefulness and happiness are sure to be curtailed. Hence the injunction, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord." 2 Corinthians 6:17. Study closely and calmly the Apostle Paul's advice in this matter in 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18. God cannot be a father in actual experience to those who flirt with the world and have fellowship therewith. Ezra's Prayer, Ezra chapter 9, verses 6 through 11. Ezra, as identified with the Jews in their crime, cried out to God. He said, "O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee, my God." He confessed their sins to God and acknowledged his justice in chastising them. Their sin was the greater, considering God's goodness in leaving a remnant of the people to escape. He showed wondrous grace by delivering them and giving them favor with the kings, so that they could rebuild the temple. His cry was effectual. Spiritual saints are always grieved and pained at the carnality and worldliness of other believers. Much of their most effectual ministry is intercession for those who pray little but talk incessantly and flirt with the world. Shallow saints will probably never know the pools of hot tears and the hours of sighs and groans which their conduct has occasioned. Ezra's Entreaty, Ezra chapter 9, verses 12 through 15. "Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that ye may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever." Ezra 9 verse 12. A carnal pity steeped in self-interest often seeks the welfare of the wicked, professedly. Jesus said, "Let the dead bury the dead, but go thou in God's way." Luke 9:60. Rubbing up against the world weakens believers without fail. It induces a sickly appetite for the word and robs the next generation of its spiritual right. What legacy have we to leave to our children if a life of prayer and faith, a career of devotion to God and spirituality do not follow us? How can any believer be so criminal as to live for himself and court a Christ-rejecting world? He makes himself Christ's enemy, Philippians 4:18, and the devil's prey. Israel's Confession, Ezra chapter 10. Ezra's prayer proved effectual. A very great congregation of adults and children came to him. The people wept very sore, Ezra chapter 10, verse 1. They entered into a covenant to put away their strange wives and husbands. Four men were appointed to look after the matter. They were 106 days accomplishing the task, for the number of transgressors exceeded 100. How very gracious is our God! If any man, any saint, sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Praise God for his unbounded mercy, and praise Jesus for his untiring intercession. Praise him more abundantly for his keeping love and power of those who yield to be kept. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, "I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Isaiah 57:15. "For all those things hath mine hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord. But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. Isaiah 66, verse 2. When Jesus comes, I'm looking now beyond these days of fear and see the world devoid of strife with Jesus here. No war, no want, all hatred gone, world peace and joy for everyone. With Jesus sitting on his golden throne while all the nations his lordship own, from end of earth, from sea to sea, they'll praise his name eternally.